Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Let's take a look at IRA basics, individual retirement accounts. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. An IRA is a personal account that gives you tax advantages for saving for retirement. Now, although there are actually 11 types of IRAs, the two that people hear the most about are the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA. With the traditional IRA, you may be eligible to deduct your contributions. If you can't deduct contributions, earnings grow tax-deferred until withdrawn. Withdrawals, they are taxable. And if you withdraw before the age of 59 and a half, in most cases, you'll have to pay both income tax and a 10% penalty. People age 50 and older can make an additional $1,000 catch-up contribution each year, although about two-thirds of Americans in this category really did not know that. Catch-up is a very good idea. Now, with the Roth IRA, contributions are never deductible. They're available to single filers earning up to $95,000 a year, to couples making up to $150,000 a year. The Roth IRA has great flexibility. Withdrawals, including earnings, are tax-free, but you must meet the rules. The withdrawals are tax-free if the IRA has been open for at least 5 tax years and if you are older than 59 and a half. As long as you follow the rules, you never pay taxes on your gains. That's the Roth IRA. Many people, unfortunately, believe that they have until October 15th, the tax filing extension deadline, to contribute to their IRA. This is incorrect. If you're going to make an IRA contribution for this year, it must be made no longer than April 15th, 2010. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.